Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly favored, flavored. Praise God. God's got a plan. We're in it. Even though sometimes it doesn't feel like you're in it because we don't get led by our feelings. Amen. The Lord says something very powerful. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of all of them. That's a promise. Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Genesis in chapter 11? If you weren't here last gathering, there was a word for 2016. Was it last gathering or one of them? I don't know. Anyways, just to make something very short, the basic title of the word of the Lord for 2016 was called the Year of the Sword. One of the visions that I had was that the Lord was kicking over tables. The money changes, the table represented worldly things. And he was kicking them over. And underneath the tables was a sword. And the sword was dull, rusty, not being used. And what he was doing was kicking over the tables. And he was telling his children, it's time to exchange that sword. And he was giving them, and wanting to give them, a silver, shiny, brilliant, super sharp sword so that they could fight. Because if you're not going to fight, you will become a casualty this year. Has everybody got it? If you're not a fighter, you will definitely become a casualty. It is called the Year of the Sword. There's going to be a lot of things happening in this country and globally. And if you're not a fighter, you become a casualty. Amen? And in that, there's something that you and I must do. We must maintain, you know, let's go to the 1 Peter chapter 5. Keep your finger here. 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. In verse 8, 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 8, it says something very powerful. He says, be sober. That means alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Be alert and be consistent. In other words, do not forsake assembling. Don't stop staying filled with the Spirit. Because your adversary, the devil, will outwit you in a second. Who walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It says resist him. Well, you cannot resist him unless you submit to God. If you're not submitting to God, it's impossible to resist the influence of the powers of darkness, the influence of deception. Remember, our fight isn't with one another. Our fight is against demons, fallen angels. Does everybody understand that? And in this, one of the things that the Spirit was bringing me tonight was called the indwelling oil. And if we're not maintaining that indwelling oil, you won't overcome. Just impossible. And Genesis chapter 11. Is everybody there? Oh, yeah. Well, some of us ain't got there yet. Starting at verse 1. Let's read it together. Now the whole earth had what? One language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, which is also known as Iraq, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make what? Bricks and bake them thoroughly. For they had brick for what? Stone, and they had asphalt for what? Mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. In other words, plain simple, they had bricks for stone and asphalt for mortar to build what we might call a stairway to heaven. Amen? They were going to avoid the scattering because they knew about the flood that scattered them last time. So you must understand something very powerful because this was Nimrod, who was actually a hybrid. Does everybody understand that? He became a giant during his time. Now, asphalt is actually, and so they had asphalt, okay? Asphalt for mortar. Well, think about what is asphalt. Asphalt, it was actually saturated gravel with oil. And in it, so you're talking 4,000 years ago, they were actually using oil. And it was used, it was found on the banks that were related with the Euphrates River It would be on the sides of the banks, and they would be picking the stuff up to use it to. And sometimes they took it and they burned it, and when it burned, it would turn into salt. It was also known as petroleum. Amen? It was used for petroleum. In other words, a lot of the upper-level classes of society used it. Earliest wells were drilled in China in 347 A.D. and sometimes earlier. So oil has been around for a while. Petroleum is also known as rock oil. After it's refined, it's used to burn lamps and uses kerosene and stuff to that degree. And of course, we know now it's used as fuel. But it was used more for the industrial. It was known as black gold. And when people understand what oil comes from, it's made from dead animals, dead living beings. It's made from the dead. Does everybody get this? That's what oil is. It's all things that died. So actually what the world is using is the things that have died to fuel it. Does everybody get it? During the ages, the ice ages, the floods and all everything, that's all it is crushed animals and humans. And it turned to oil. Got real silent in here. It's made by dead animals and humans after a process of time and pressure. Then you've got what we call crude oil. Why is it called crude? Nasty, man. You know? These oils now control and dominate world industries and wealth. There's a fight over this dead animals and humans processed. Again, it was used for industrial machines and things, but one of the things it releases, pollution. It releases a toxin when it's used. Go to Exodus 27. Exodus 27. In verse 20. Hallelujah. Let's read it. And it says, "And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of meeting outside of the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord, and it shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel." So I want you to understand that God was not interested in using crude oil in his tabernacle, because he knew what the process was. He knew where it came from. But he was interested in using olive oil. Does everybody understand that? Pressed. Something was clean. You could eat it. You can't eat petroleum. You'll die. Amen? So it was a more pure fuel that would bring light and be used for multiple things. It was used in the tabernacle of God. In Exodus 25, and starting at verse 1, want to read it with me, please? "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me what? An offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you will take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, goat's hairs, ram skins, dyed red, badger skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate." Now, you can bring your gold and your silver, your bronze, but I don't need any thread here. And I don't need any ram skins, nor badger skins, amen? So keep the animal skins out of here. But he said, bring the oil for the light and the spices for the anointing oil and the spice and for the sweet incense. So I want you to understand something. He's looking here at something of spices that's used for anointing, which the priests would put on themselves. And they, why? Because it released a sweet aroma. Does everybody get this? And the sweet aroma for me and you should be released inside. So it's oil for light, spices for the anointing oil, and spices for the sweet incense. Anointing oil makes us a sweet aroma to the Lord inside. That's what's important about maintaining that indwelling oil. In Isaiah chapter 10, in verse 27. And it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the what? Burden. His burden will be what? Anybody got any burdens? It'll be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed. It said destroyed. Somebody get it? Destroyed. Not broke. Broken. Broke. Whatever you want to call it. It will be destroyed. Because of the what? Anointing oil. Oh man, do you understand what this oil does? Again, we've got to come to this place where we must be alert and consistent in the arena of maintaining this indwelling oil in these days. Why? Because the word says something. It says that the high praises of God should be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. And that anointing comes while we worship the Lord. That anointing comes while you're exchanging. Amen? Go to Matthew 25. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 25. Starting at verse 1. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened what? 10 virgins. Virgins are believers. Those who've been washed with the blood of Christ, regardless of what their past was like. Amen? We were washed by the blood of Christ. We are virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise. 5 were what? Foolish. And those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Let me share something about the oil. It's called the oil of wisdom. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, nope, lest there shall not be enough for us and you, but you go rather to those who sell and buy for what? Yourself. Nobody can buy your oil. Nobody. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming for you. Let me share with you, when he said that there is a price to pay, isn't there? The price for the oil and the price for anything for me and you. I'm going to tell you the price. It's just one word. It's a large word. The price is called cooperation. That is the price of everything in the kingdom. And it is connected with a law. And the law is called sowing and reaping. Does everybody understand that? It is a law that no one can change, not even the devil, not even the president. He's tried to change everything else, but he can't change this. It's an eternal constitutional law burned by God Almighty. What you sow is what you reap. Nobody outruns it. Nobody can change it. So the price to pay is cooperation with the law of sowing and reaping. So if you're cooperating with the Word of God, you are sowing to the Spirit, you are reaping life. If you're cooperating with the will of man, you're sowing to the flesh and you're reaping corruption and you're opening yourself up to demonic influence. There's no way around it. You can't change it, you can't erase it, you can't jump over it, and you can't dig under it. That is in a law that is over every human being in this realm. And the price is what? Cooperation. Oh, so, the price for everything that we know is under the law of sowing and reaping is cooperation. So to maintain the indwelling oil, there's something you and I must do. Pay the price. What is it? Cooperation. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 21. You know, I'm always reminded about King David in the testimony of King David when he was battling with Goliath. And, you know, without the anointing, he couldn't have beat him. In fact, he probably couldn't even have picked up the sword. And again, it is the year of the sword. In verse 20, Proverbs 20, verse 21, verse 20. There is a what? Desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the what? Wise. It's called the oil of wisdom. But a foolish man squanders it. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and what? And honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. That takes wisdom, doesn't it? A treasure to maintain if one keeps drilling deep. Does everybody get this? In other words, you drill deep to hit what? Oil. When God wants us to go deep into the Spirit, sometimes the oil isn't surface level. Sometimes you have to praise and worship. And with all of your might, you strike oil. Does everybody get it? And it may be like the last time you praised and worshiped, it was like, man, I didn't, you can sense that you didn't strike oil yet. Because when you strike oil, you're no longer there. Saturation comes, all the worries, concerns, there's no other voices. In fact, you don't even hear yourself for the first time in a while. There's no argument, there's no guilt, resentment, what I should have done, how I should have done it, when I should have done it. Hello? There's no fear. There's nothing but perfect love, peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Glory. So the treasure to maintain this oil is to keep drilling, because we must go deeper. Because oil dwells among the wise. Does everybody get it? In the area of why oil, it's called the oil of wisdom. And the oil of wisdom is in the multitude of counsel, there's safety in what? Wisdom. Amen. And in that, we get counsel from the Spirit in His presence. Believe me, when the oil comes, everything comes. 2 Corinthians 4. Maintaining the indwelling oil. Yes. 2 Corinthians 4:1. It says, what now? Therefore, since we have this what? Ministry, as we receive mercy, do not lose what? Heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled to those who are what? Perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Why? Why haven't they seen? You know how many believers go back to blindness again? Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. How is it going to shine? You know that oil makes you shine? For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God Almighty who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have what? This treasure in what? Earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. What is that earthen treasure? Oil. It says we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. One of the things that's important, we are these earthen vessels with this oil that furnaces the indwelling power, the eternal reality. I want to share something vitally important, that if you will maintain this indwelling oil, because it always brings eternal reality, where you are more looking at the unseen than you are the seen. Does everybody get it? So without this indwelling oil and sufficient of this oil, what begins to happen is temporary reality begins to overtake eternal reality. Then people begin to drift and look for fulfillment from the world, from money, from lust, from success, from everything else that the world has. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. Again, these earthen vessels are what, this oil is what furnaces the indwelling power, the eternal reality that overcomes temporary reality. Without the oil, temporary reality of emotional state of being is constant, and the eternal reality is forgotten. It begins to get erased away and becomes living for self and serving self. That's why people fall back. Go to Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 1. It says, "And you he made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." And he's always promoting temporary reality. "Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." So I want to share with you something very important. Listen, what happens when a person tastes the pleasures of evil? It puts a person in an arena of survival, and it takes them from surrender. The taste of the pleasures of evil puts a person in survival mode and removes them from surrender mode. People fall, they go, they drift. Why? Because they taste the pleasure of evil again. And it begins to come fulfilling to them. And they begin to forget the eternal reality because of the lack of the indwelling oil. So everybody okay? Let me tell you, this year is going to be glorious, but it's going to be a battle and tough. You're going to find that your own families will come against you. You're going to find that some of the ones that you love haven't been unplugged yet from the world, or they've unplugged themselves from the eternal and plugged themselves back into the world, and they're now living under the temporary reality instead of the eternal reality. This year is going to be shaky. A lot of things will be shaken. Remember, there's going to be things that are going to be uncovered that have never been uncovered before. And only those who are willing to pull that sword out and exchange the old sword for the new one, those who are willing to stay filled with the oil and battle, will have victory. The other ones will become casualties. Marriages will be destroyed. Children will be taken. All kinds of things. Not saying that everyone has a free will. Amen. Everyone, the word says something very important. Everyone must work out their own salvation. Why wait till we become a casualty to try and work it out? Maintain first strike. Amen. Maintain first strike. But you got to stay filled with the oil, because it is the oil of wisdom. It tells you what to do. It connects us to the eternal reality, where you're not looking at things physically. You look through them. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Psalm 104. Glory. Indwelling oil. We will see many casualties this year, but you'll see many victories. Remember, the Lord said he's going to raise up a headless army. Those who live out of the Spirit, not their head. And you need to be having the oil. We need to be saturated. Psalm 104, verse 14. It says, "He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his what? Face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart." In other words, as that anointing oil comes and continues, your face will shine. People will see you glow. Does everybody get that? That's why the word says in James 5, let's go there for a minute. James 5, in verse 13, says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray." Let me share something with you. When you're not filled with the oil, when things happen, you don't think about praying right away. Not until somebody reminds you. Have you prayed yet? Oh my gosh, no. Amen? Let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you, let him what? Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be what? Forgiven. He'll be what? Forgiven. Now, this is very powerful because I love this. Go to Revelation 6. Revelation 6. Indwelling oil. In verse 5. It says, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked and behold a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And then I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the what? The oil and the what? And the wine. Do not harm the oil. It's the oil of wisdom and the wine of forgiveness. It is the oil of wisdom and the wine of forgiveness. Does everybody understand that? Why? When Jesus was drinking the wine, was a representation. He said, he who eats of my flesh and drinks my blood. What does the blood do? It washes us clean. See, so it's the oil of wisdom and the wine of forgiveness. In Leviticus chapter 2. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Leviticus chapter 2. Oil of wisdom and wine of forgiveness. Leviticus chapter 2. Is everybody there? Starting at verse 1. Let's read it together. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour. He shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. You will find that oil is the connection of everything. He shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, one of whom shall take from it in a handful of fine flour and oil with all the frankincense. And the priest shall burn it as a memorial on the altar, an offering made by fire, a what? Sweet aroma to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is the most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. If you bring an offering, a grain offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. But if your offering is grain offering baked in a pan, it shall be with fine flour unleavened mixed with oil. You shall break it in pieces and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering baked in a covered pan, it shall be made with fine flour with oil. Verse 15. And you shall put oil on it and lay frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. Then the priest shall burn the memorial portion, part of its beaten grain, and part of its oil with all the frankincense as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Oil is the common connector in the area of what we eat, burn, wear, reflecting the eternal oil of Christ that gives life. In other words, if you understand that even the arena where the word says in the epistles of John, it says that the three witnesses in heaven are the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And the three witnesses on the earth are the Spirit, the blood, and the water. What connects them all is the Spirit, known as the oil. Amen? Is everybody okay? 2 Kings chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4. In verse 1, says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditors are calling me day and night. They're coming to take my 2 sons to be his slaves. So they were paying with lives. Can you imagine if you were late, didn't pay, make your house payments, and they decided to come and take your children? Verse 2, so Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Well, praise be to God, that's the connector. Then he said, go, borrow vessels. He didn't say go borrow oil. He said, go get some empty vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Hello? Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you, because nobody's going to believe you anyways. Shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. So she took the one, and it just kept coming and coming and coming and coming till everything was filled. The oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Let me tell you, the oil pays our debts. Why? It's called the oil of what? Wisdom. He gives us wisdom on what to do to get set free from debts. Amen? Is everybody okay? The oil pays our debts by the indwelling oil of wisdom. John chapter 2. So who doesn't want you to maintain the indwelling oil? Come on. Amen. Demonology. Remember, devil will use anyone that will let him. Hallelujah. John chapter 2, verse 1. Says, "On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and they ran out of wine. The mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.' And Jesus said to her, 'Woman,'" he didn't say, "Hey, mom," things changed now. It was no longer mother. He was no longer her son. Does everybody get it? He was no longer the son. He was the Lord. And he called her woman. "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Why? Because he didn't say, "Hey, mom." She knew that her son had just fulfilled his position. And he was about to bring in eternal reality into a temporary realm. And she said to them, "Whatever he asks, do and watch. You're about to see eternal reality come into this realm." Hallelujah. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, 6 meaning man, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 and 30 gallons apiece. It's a lot of water. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." So he turned the water into what? Wine. Amen? In other words, the oil is known, representation of what? I mean, the wine is known as the what? Forgiveness. Amen? The oil is associated with oil of wisdom and the wine of forgiveness. Now watch this in John chapter 4. Hallelujah. John chapter 4. In verse 37. Is everybody there? Well, praise be to God. Let's start somewhere. Verse 24. No. Verse 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is what? To do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may receive to rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed him because the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. Amen. Now, with this woman who was there, because Jesus saw her all the way through. Amen. Now, I want to go to verse 10 here because it's very, verse 7 here because it's important. Because this woman was a Samaritan woman. In verse 7, and it says, and a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me what? A drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food, and then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, and a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you what? Living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our fathers Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself as all his sons and livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will what? Thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a what? Fountain of water springing into what? Into everlasting life. And that's where he says, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. In other words, this is the water that is turned into oil. So everybody got it. This is the water that's turned into what? Oil. And I want to go to Psalm 149. Oh, glory. Psalm 149. Did I say 49? Well, snap. 149. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to close here at Psalm 149. What's it say? Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praises and the assembly of the... Are we assembled? Yeah. Is there oil here? You betcha. Let true ministries rejoice in their maker, and let the children of total freedom be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance, and let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. Woohoo! He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Yeah, hallelujah! Let them sing aloud out of their bed. Let's sing aloud in your bed. We're out of the bed. Man, we should be screaming like crazy. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth so they can get filled with the oil, and then they can pick up the sword and the two-edged sword in their what? Hand to do what? Amen. The oil is made for more than dancing. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the written judgment. This is an honor which all the saints have. Praise the Lord. Remember, it is the year of the sword. If you're not in the battle, you become a casualty. And the only way to battle is with the oil. Amen. Remember the oil of wisdom and the wine of forgiveness. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be imparted to each and every one. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And quicken us, Lord. Keep us alert and consistent in the thirst and hunger to maintain the indwelling oil, that we may be a river of living water flowing through us. Let your face shine upon us, and the anointing destroy every yoke and burden, and let them see Jesus in each and every one of us, and bring glory to your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed, and use the sword.